Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Beans with the End Time Men and Women for Ministry, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Ministry. I just today we're gonna get ready for worship. We're gonna call our worship to order on today. We're gonna have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Our service. God bless everyone that's on the line. I give reverence to God, who is the head of my life. Everyone in respective places, I give Apostle Dean's respect in his absence, and everyone in their respective places. I thank God for an opportunity to be on our field block. So we get ready to stand and pray. Amen. God is I'm Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, want me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. So a host shall encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round and about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, see ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I see. I have just read you the first 8 verses of Psalms 27. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, I come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you today, Father, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to forgive us, Lord, and for everything, and cleanse us today from all unrighteousness, Lord, by the blood and through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just spiritual scrub, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus, just wash us, dip us down in the blood. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be God, we ask you to remove it today. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, we give you praise today. We ask you on today, Lord, to send your anointing in the name of Jesus. Send the anointing, Lord, to this radio broadcast. We first of all bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind up the strong man today. We can't do nothing till we bind him up, Lord. So we bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. We bind him up. We cast them out. And we command you to go. Every one of your imps, go now from our lives, from this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We just get you. Lord, we ask you to just bless our servants, bless our radio broadcast, bless everyone that's under the system. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for answering every prayer, every request that I made in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just to let your anointing, let the power fall today in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just touch today. Let in the name of Jesus. Let it fall today, God. Let it fall down on us today. Let it fall, Lord. Change the atmosphere of every mind and every heart on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you, and we can't make it without you today. Bless our service, God. You to let me decrease. Deborah deems that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us today, Lord. Minister to us today. We need it, Lord. We can't make it without you. We need to hear a word
from you, Lord. We need to hear it today. In the name of Jesus, we have no knowledge. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. We need a word from you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, work it out, God, hallelujah. Yes, work it out, God. We thank you today. We give you glory and praise on today, Lord. We magnify your name on today, Lord. We just thank you today. We thank you, hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you today. Thank you. Thank you today, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, Rabasi Kamosi Andarabanda. Yeah. Yes, he's an old time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. Oh, yes, thank you. I hear the Lord say he's preparing you. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's preparing you today. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I thank you today. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, we're getting ready to open our testimony service, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, he's an on-time God. He's an all-right God. He's a great God, a great King above every king. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
So, come you during the day, and no matter how you feel, this word you will be
there. Yes, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
You have to be the word over yourself. But God is present here. Created the world.
Praise God. I just pray good to me. I thank God today. He is an awesome God. He's awesome. And I thank him on today. I woke me up all night last night. I slumbered. Woke me up this morning. A mind to call on his name. A mind has all the activities of my limbs. I just bless the Lord, highly favored among women, just thanking God, encouraging my own self. I don't have to wait for nobody because I trust in the Lord for all everything with all of my heart, and I lean not to my own understanding. In all of my ways, I acknowledge, oh, Yadabatikana, God is good today. It's a good time. I don't know if nobody else don't see it, but I know he good. He been my head 10 million. And being enough to give God the praise that he deserves. God is awesome. He's a great king above every king.
crazy to be crazy. I don't know about you on today, but I just thank God. I don't know if you have a testimony today. Every chance I get, I try to testify unto the Lord. I try to let him know how I appreciate him. I don't take for granted they do for me. Good, hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Oh, yeah, yes, he is. I don't care what it looks like. You better trust the Lord in the name of Jesus. Would there be any testimonies on today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I can testify all by myself. Y'all know this. But I'm good. God knows I'm good. I saw his goodness. So, will that be a testimony? Amen. So, if there is no more testimony, I'm going to get ready to go into our the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about trusting in the Lord. We're going to come from Jeremiah chapter 17. Let me get it. Verses 5 through 10. Okay. We got to trust God. There is no other way. There is no other way. We got to trust God. And, you know, a lot of people say it's easier said than done. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. We got to trust God whether it is easier said than done. We got to trust God. We got to trust the process. That's God. God is preparing us. He's processing us. You know, when we come into the world, we start being processed. We start getting prepared. He's preparing us. He start preparing us. But whatever it is, whatever calling, whatever it is he have for us to do, he start preparing us at birth. He called some of us in our mother's womb. So we got to trust God to wake us up. We already know everything belongs to him. Do we have a choice? No, we don't have a choice. We got to trust God regardless. I don't care what it looks like, but we got to trust God. Care what is this? It can already be done. And I tell you, if you trust God, if you put your faith in God, he'll make it turn around, and you can look at it turn around. I'm telling you, I done had all of those experiences. God, and it had already happened, and God made it come back. Don't tell me what God won't do. If he do it for me, he'll do it for you. Let me read these verses, because I trust God, and we all got to trust him. We all have to trust God. We're coming from Jeremiah chapter 17, starting at the fifth verse. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in me, and make his flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inherit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be crumpled in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. When I tell you we got to trust God, when I tell you we've been in situation after situation, and God done brought us out of situation after situation. You can't tell me what God won't do. God will do it if you trust him. But we got to trust in God. Why we can't trust in God, I don't know. God put us in uncomfortable situations to build up our faith and trust in him. We have to build, he builds us up. If you don't never be put in an uncomfortable situation, how you going to know to trust the Lord? We got to trust him. I don't care what it looks like. How Joseph, when he was doing right, after them dreams and all that, he was doing right. Brothers were still messing over. He told them what the dreams was. So they got him out the way. They took him from that pit on to jail. He went to Potter's house. After he went to jail, Potter got him out of jail and put him in his house. Then his wife accused him of rape. They put him back in jail. But he was going through a process from the brothers from the pit to the path because he left the pit. But by the way of the pit, he went on through that and went on up into jail. Then Potter saw how good, how blessed he was and how God had showed him favor. He said, I want you to be over my household. He was over his household. Said the devil got into the wife. These are processes Joseph going through. Uncomfortable having this man's wife clothes and want you to go to bed with her. No. That's a prophet. God prepared him for all of this. He still was preparing Joseph to lead the whole nation there. But he went right on through the process. God never left him. He never forsook him or left him. He was right there through the whole process. That's why we got to trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. That's what we got to do. But Joseph went right on, hallelujah. And when after they threw him in jail, he was praying every day and helping and being a servant and doing what he can do for all of them. But let me tell you something. After a while, the king had a dream and could nobody interpret the dream? No, the butler and the baker had a dream first. Then they were trying to figure it out, and Joseph interpreted the dream for them. Anyway, they didn't like it, but one of them didn't like it, and one of them didn't. But he only told them what God showed him by the dream. I don't care what it is. You got to tell God tell you to say, and don't sugarcoat it. And that's what Joseph did. But after he interpreted those dreams, he told, don't forget about it. So after a while, the king had a dream. And nobody could interpret it. The sorcerers, all the magicians, all of them, nobody could do it. But God said, I got somebody going through the process in here. It's time for him to be processed on out of here. So the baker, the butler, one of them, thought about Joseph. And he told the king about Joseph. So then they went back and they got Joseph all cleaned up and washed up and shaved. And they took him before the king. And he told the king, let me pray about it. Let me have a little time with it. When Joseph got back to the king, watch God. He can do nothing but trust God. He didn't have nobody else to trust but God. And God gave Joseph the interpretation to the dream. I'm telling you, God is good. All the time he was taking Joseph through the process. All the time, these processes not going to be easy. They very uncomfortable. He was in there and serving like he was a slave. Just serving. But when he got through interpreting the dream for the king put a ring on his finger, put a robe on him, hallelujah, when you do and trust in God, I'm telling you, you will be able to eat like a king. God will bless you. He said he will bless you. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man, he said. In the name of Jesus, he said, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. We got to hope. Our hope got to be in God. I don't care what it looks like. Hope is in God. Everything you're trusting is in God. I know it's hard. I had it hard. I know it's hard. Well, you don't know what you're going to eat. The day you wake up, you're hungry all day, and God put you on a fast. Your hope got to be in God. When you don't know where you're going to live the next day, hallelujah, your hope got to be in God. You got to trust God. When you don't know where you're at, don't know where you're at. But your hope and your trust got to be in God. You got to trust God. I don't care what it looks like. When they tell you that your heart goes stop, and they want to put a defibrillator in it to start it back when it stops, your hope got to be in God. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. When they tell you you got malignant cancer cells in your breath, you better trust God. You better trust him. You can't believe everything people say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when they start talking about malignant neoplasm in your breath, you better go down on Neway Station. You better trust in God. You better walk like you trust him. You better talk like you trust him. Because I'm telling you now, you go through all kind of stuff, preparation period. But after a while, God looks down and he pulls you right out. He said, I think you're prepared enough to do the things I called you to do. All the time you're wondering where is God at. He right there. Hallelujah. Waiting on you to finish up going through this course of trusting and trusting and hoping and believing that he going to do just what he say he going to do. I'm telling you today, I'm so thankful today that God did not spare his only begotten son. He put him up for us. He let his son die just for us. He gave him up just for us, and I thank God on today. That's why I tell you, you better trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust him, I say. I'm telling you, don't lean on your own. You know, his own begotten son, he knows what's best for us. I thank God today. I thank him today. He sent Jesus, and Jesus went perfect. Just everything happened to him for you and for me. For all of my hangups and for all of your hangups, Jesus died on that rugged cross on Golgotha Hill. In the name of Jesus, I say today, we ought to just thank God in the name of Jesus. We need to thank him today. God is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. He sent his son, and he was up on that cross. His hands, they put nails in his feet. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They gave him vinegar to drink for water. I tell you today, he went through the process for me. He went through the process for you. We got to trust it. We got to trust the process. He said, Lord, Father, let this evil and bitter cup pass me. In the name of Jesus, but he had to drink that cup. He had to die for us. Jesus died out on the cross for you and I, myself. And I thank God today that he did not come down. He did not come down. God didn't let him come down. Jesus hung right there. All night Friday, all night Saturday, and early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand, trusting in the Lord. He trusted God. He trusted the Father. When he got up, he had power. He had the power. He had the power in his hand. And I thank God on today. He had the power, and he gave it to us. And I thank God. Trust the process. Trust what God is doing. Just trust it. He going to see you through. I don't care if don't nobody encourage you. Encourage yourself. You got to encourage yourself. Encourage your own self. Stand on up on the word of God. And if that don't do, place the Bible on the floor and stand right on top of it. Lord, I believe your word. I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your promise. God will do it for us. I thank him today. He's an awesome God. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to send his only son to die for us. And that's not the end. He got on up with all power in his hand. He conquered hell and death. So we don't have to worry about that. He took the sting out of death. And I thank him today. I give God praise on today. He's such an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And I thank him on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Trust in the Lord. Just trust in the day. What he's doing for his own reason and his own purpose. When I tell you, God is a good God, he will not leave you or forsake you. He will never leave you. We have let him go before he let us go. He got the hand right now. He's walking you through the mud and the flood and the fire, the rain and the snow and the storms. He's walking you through. You think you're moving by yourself, but you ain't. God got you. God got you. God got you. He's not going to leave you. Walk on through it. Know that God got that calling on your life. Know that God not going to let you, nothing hurt you. He got a protection around every prophetic, every anointed person. He got that protection around him. He got it. I thank God. He don't have to do it, but he do. And we shouldn't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Just thank him. Whenever chance you get, you thank God. You thank the Father for Jesus. You thank Jesus for leaving the Holy Ghost here. God is good. God is good. And I so appreciate it. I appreciate God. Because we don't always do right. But God give us an option. He say repent and ask for forgiveness. And he will forgive us. Oh, ain't nobody perfect. Nobody's perfect. But I thank God on today. I give a glory on today. My. You can't tell me what God can't do. Because 20 minutes before, 15 minutes, 10 minutes before it was time to start, I didn't know what to say. Because God hadn't gave me nothing. So I sit down in this seat. And here it comes. But I thank God that he didn't leave me or forsake me because I didn't know what to say. You can't just get a scripture and preach. That ain't it because God ain't it. But when God give you a scripture, when God do it, ain't got nothing to do with it. This is what God wants you to hear, not what I want to say. I can say anything. But when God give you the scripture and when God tell you to say it, that's when you for God tell you to. I tell you that. It won't do nothing. It won't mean nothing. But when it comes from the Lord, oh, it's going to knock down some strong men. It's going to rip up some demons. to be you. He never failed me. God. Glory. Give him glory.
Can you hear me? Can
yeah.
you hear me?
Yeah,
all you have to do, you can hear.
Yeah, now I can hear.
Huh? Can you hear me?
Keep going in and out.
Oh, okay. Lord, have mercy. Wait a minute.
I can hear you fine.
Just 1 second. What's going on? You know what? I just banned this witch up. I'm telling you, I'm just sick of them. Can you hear me now?
I could hear you.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you good, ma'am.
I got the other phone. See, I'm ready for it. I got two phones. Ready. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Father, you're holding us on today, Lord. Just praise your name, God. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for the word of God on today, Father. We just praise you today. Come now, Lord, asking you to bind a strong man from our radio broadcast. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be ready for that week. We just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to set fire to the witch, Lord. Set fire to the wizard. Set fire to the warlock in the name of Jesus. You are binding them at the foot of Jesus right now. So when you pray for you, ask you to forgive when it your broadcast. Lord, I just ask you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Just forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. In the name of Jesus. We ask you right now to bless everyone. You know what they need, God. I ask you to bless everyone of my voice. In the blood of Jesus. I ask you to cover their children, their grandchildren, and in great green. Lord, I ask siblings, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. I ask you today to cover cousins and families, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around all of us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to cover the car, the vehicles, Lord, that they drive, and the bus that they ride on, the train, planes that they're on, Lord. Now, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless our enemies. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse us. Bless those that say our men are evil against us. Lord, forgive them and give them and bless them. They're in need of, Lord. We don't need what we need, God. All we got to do is pray for people and pray, Lord, and please you, Lord. And you will make things happen for us, Lord. I just thank God that you will give us the desires of our hearts, Lord. Thank you today. I ask you to apostle did today, touch his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to make every organ, every tissue, every vein, blood to line up the way you made it to line up. And Lord, I ask you right now to pray, Lord, let it be new. All you got to do is just speak it, hallelujah, and blood is new, running through his body, running through his veins, change his DNA today, in the name of Jesus, bless his children and grandchildren and great-grand. I ask you today, Lord, to bless him all over the earth, bless the people today, all over the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless, Lord, bless Pastor Solomon today. Today, God, bless his wife and children. Cover me in the blood of Jesus. I find every wisdom. I find every walk. I find every demonic. You up. I cast you up. And I command you to go to the pits of hell. I command you to go. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood in the name of Jesus. I cover him now. His organs. I cover him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus, you can't touch him. A wall of protection is all around us today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you. Against him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind him. Burn all up today, in the name of Jesus, every chat, in the name of Jesus, burn a Lord, just from the top of a head to the soles of a feet, burn up, in the name of Jesus. Ain't nobody scared of you. Jesus, Lord, I'm thanking you today. Yes, God. You know, you are in a room. You are a lawyer in a courtroom. We just give you praise today. We pray for new that everyone that Lord, we know you in the name of Jesus. Now, we ask you today to bless us with every priest and every. Ask you today to cover them in the blood of Jesus. Cover their families, their ministries, their church, the one you call all over the earth, in every nation, every man. You got people everywhere. We thank you for doing it on today. We thank you today, God. We thank you, asking you today touch me now, in the name of Jesus, bless his life. Hey, Lord, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, God. Thank you. And we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to thee, God. Yeah. You know, God, take the little bitty things that look minute and stupid to confound the wise. So don't think nothing of, oh, this don't mean nothing. You don't know what it means. You don't know what it means. We got to trust God through this process. We just trust him. Take him at his word. And when you feel like ain't nobody there, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. God said it. Encourage yourself. Because he won't leave you. He do it. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. He reached way down. Sorry and messy mess. Pull me out of it. Place my feet on a rock. Establish my goal. Put running his word in my heart and put running in my feet. Tell me what he won't do. He'll take the wine head off the corner and clean him up with his word and his hope. We don't know what we could have been, but could have been a drug addict, could have been a tell him what. But God, he did. God is good. Amen. Thank you, God, for the word of God. But the word of God is just like get up for the people of God. Thank God. I think it's good. Hallelujah. We give praise on today and we give him glory. It's on this radio broadcast, the ones on the voice and listening. It's encouraging. Thank God for it. So we're gonna get ready to close out. Get ready to close out. If you need to tell me, if you need to come back with me, you know how to get me. I'm there. You, Father, we just give you praise. Magnify your name today. Love them. I thank for their family, Lord. Each one in the name of Jesus. Their commitment, Lord, their loyalty. I just thank God for them on today. Lord, and guide them. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling. And to present you faultless before the presence of his exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our majesty, dominion, and power, now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. To have a blessed you.